In Beijing today, China's National People's Congress opened a two-week session that's expected to focus on the economy and upcoming changes in the country's leadership. China's premier, Zhu Rongji, told the Congress that China is at a crucial juncture of economic restructuring and reform. He said the country's expected entry into the World Trade Organization later this year will be a major challenge. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. What challenges is Zhu talking about?
Well, I think the big picture challenge is how to restructure a centrally planned economy into a market economy. That's, after all, what they are trying to do in getting into the World Trade Organization. Specifically, I think the main things they're worried about are the big state-owned enterprises. These are the massive industries in China's cities that produce steel, produce automobiles, that have hundreds of thousands of employees, and a lot of them are loss-making. And Zhu Rongji is very keen to make these big lumbering companies obey the market, and that means he's got to lay off a lot of people. If he does that, though, he's going to have problems, because unemployed people cause problems for the government. Maybe these people could come out on the streets and demonstrate against the government. So Zhu Rongji, at this Congress and in this speech today, was trying to pinpoint some of these problems and show how China is going to address them.
Did he say anything about the problems facing China's increasingly restless rural population?
Well, I think you put your finger on it by using the word restless. China's rural population makes up 3/4 of China's total population. That's about 900 million people working the land. And in the last 2 decades, the living standard of these peasants has been going up a lot until last year, maybe the year before, when it started to slow. And in a way, Zhu Rongji has got the same problem now, starting in the countryside, that he's had in the cities for the last 5 or 6 years, which is people facing economic problems. If these people's living standard is not going up, then they're going to be increasingly restless, and they possibly could even start to challenge Communist Party rule. And that is a major issue, and that is why Zhu Rongji spent so much of his speech today addressing it and saying, we must raise the living standard of China's peasants.
This speech doesn't sound as passionate as the one he gave last year, attacking corruption and threatening Taiwan.
That's right. It was a lot more measured, a lot more cautious. I think on Taiwan, there's a lot less fear here that Taiwan is going to declare independence. On corruption, I think they've done a lot of attacking corruption, and I think possibly it's reached the point where if you start attacking yourself and saying, well, there's corruption in the party, hey, we've got to clamp down on it, the party thinks, and people like Zhu Rongji think, that it becomes slightly self-defeating, because then you're emphasizing the corruption, and I think they're wanting to ease up on that a little bit. And the third thing to say, I think, is that next year is a crucial party congress. That's when there's going to be a generational change in China's leadership. 5 or 6 of the top leaders are going to be stepping down. So the maneuvering for that party congress has already started, and I think Zhu Rongji feels he needs to be a little bit more cautious in what he says.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.